Speaking to reporters in Juba after a field visit on Monday, Albino Akol Atak, South Sudan's humanitarian affairs minister, said the government has identified a new site for a new refugee camp at an area called Wetwil near Awil town in northern Bahr el Ghazali state. Atak says a huge number of asylum seekers continues to arrive from various locations in Sudan's Darfur region, including Al-Fashir, Nyala, and El Obeid.
The governor of northern Bahr el Ghazal, because of a big number of refugees that have come through his estate, allocated a piece of land that can be estimated 6 kilometers by 10 kilometers. It's very big. We have seen this, and this land is expected to host any number of refugees that come. Not only the figure that I have reported, we are anticipating continuous coming of these refugees as long as the conflict continues. This is why, as a strategic planning of the ministry plus the local authority, we have now allocated this land.
Atak said the humanitarian situation for both refugees and the returnees is grim. He said his ministry is now coordinating with humanitarian partners on the ground to provide assistance, and he started relocating the refugees from the reception center in the Kir Adam area near the border with Sudan to the new refugee camp.
The situation we got there is very dire. No shelter, no other humanitarian services. What we got is that this influx of people, returnees and refugees, are staying without shelter. They are lacking food. They are lacking water. Those who are sick are also lacking medical attention. There is women, there is children, elderly people are there, and of course sick people.
Duta Akol, the Director General for Protection and Refugee Welfare at the South Sudan Refugee Commission, says his office is mobilizing resources to construct water points and shelters for the refugees. Akol says South Sudan has received nearly 80,000 returnees and asylum seekers, including Sudanese, Eritreans, Ugandans and Kenyans, since April, when the conflict broke out in Sudan. Akol says Juba is working with aid agencies to provide food and shelter for the asylum seekers.
As the conflict continues, people will continue to come. We expect not less than 60,000 people to arrive South Sudan through the borders of northern Bahr el Ghazal. So these people will have to be camped elsewhere. We also have refugees arriving to Raja and a place called Dem Zubair. Currently, we have 10 people there. We have not made any decision where to relocate them, but most likely they will still be brought to Wetwil for camping. We are being assisted by the UNHCR and other partners to provide emergency protection and provide these people with necessary life-saving assistance.
Akol says the government will not establish internally displaced person camps for South Sudanese returnees, but will transport them to their areas of origin. Official reports say that since the outbreak of the fighting on 15th April, over 32,500 people have been registered across the border from Sudan into South Sudan. The real numbers are likely to be higher as some people entered the country without registration, with an average of 3,500 individuals arriving daily. Most of those arriving are South Sudanese returning home, as well as Sudanese seeking asylum, Eritrean refugees, Kenyan and Somali migrants, and other third country nationals. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.